And for a little insight into the mind of a blogger, we turn to Mickey Kouse. Mickey writes the political weblog Kouse Files for our partners at Slate. He provides us with occasional audio blogs as well. And Mickey is here now. Mickey, you're just taking a short break to be with us here now, but usually you're furiously typing, right? You're constantly blogging?
Well, you're constantly on deadline, and you're constantly feeling guilty that you haven't posted something in the last hour or so. And if you don't put something on the web for a day, you start getting emails saying, are you sick? Is there something wrong? You know, what's the matter with you? So there's this constant sort of peer pressure to keep posting stuff.
Well, why can't you just file what you have to file and then, you know, have done with it, go off and do something else?
Well, you try to do that, but what if you haven't had anything to say for a day? Then the pressure builds, and the web world wants you to have so many items up every morning so when people get up, they can go to your site and find something new and get started with the day. So the web rewards people who are more disciplined than I am, and if you are disciplined and you post every day, then you really burn out fast, I think.
Let's talk about this web rewarding that you're talking about. What does that mean, being rewarded by the web?
Well, if you're actually in the business to make money, you get paid by advertisers who pay you for hits, meaning the number of people who visit your site, which is measured by computers, and you can find out fairly precisely how many people are visiting your site. So by rewarded, I mean you're rewarded with hits, with visitors, that then advertisers will pay to advertise to.
I see.
If you get no hits, eventually your boss will say, hey, why am I paying you to write this website that nobody's visiting and we're not making any money off of?
But most bloggers are doing this for sheer love of it, right? They're not getting paid.
Most bloggers are amateurs. They're not doing it for money. But they don't face that sort of pressure. But they still like getting visitors. They like getting hits. So to that extent, they do feel the pressure. But you're right. Even amateur bloggers have burned out. Just the sheer pressure of maintaining a public presence and keeping up appearances and keeping people coming back just gets to them, and they say, look, I can't. I have to spend my time somewhere else.
So we see that most recently with Juan Kett, for example, Anna Marie Cox, Andrew Sullivan. They both took some time off to write books.
Right. I think the cases are probably a little different, but in both cases, it's very hard to fit in big projects with the daily blogging. The one guy who's been able to do it is Instapundit, who's a law professor at the University of Tennessee named Glenn Reynolds, and he writes 3 law review articles a year, which he has to do to maintain his academic standing, yet he blogs all the time. And his theory is it's like putting big rocks and sand in a can. If you put the big rocks in first, the big projects, then the sand, you can flow the sand around them. You can blog in the interstices left over from your big projects. But if you fill up the can with sand, then the big rocks won't fit. I find it very hard to make time for the big rocks, for the big projects. So I'm feeling that at some point I'm probably going to have to do what Andrew Sullivan and Juan Kett have done, which is take some time off to do a big project. I'm avoiding that. My current strategy is to blog less and less and less and hope my editors don't notice and sneak in a big project here and there. But I think they're paying attention, so they'll probably notice.
Well, they will now. Is there something addictive about blogging?
Yes. And if you'll notice, even some of the people who say they've quit haven't really quit. If you go to Andrew Sullivan's website, he's been blogging secretly. Oh. He's been posting things because you have a thought. You know it'll take about half an hour to post that thought on the web, and everybody will see it, and you'll get credit for this thought. Why not? It's instant gratification. So it's not just a case of the short deadline beating the long deadline. It's also a case of instant gratification beating long-term gratification.
Opinion and analysis from Mickey Kouse. He writes the Kouse Files blog for Slate, at least for now. Thank you, Mickey.
Thanks, Madeline.